One thing I always say is, particularly, you know, the first draft, do not censor yourself. There's enough censorial voices and institutions in our world that are going to do that. You're not going to actually get to what is actually the most powerful part of your story if there's a voice in your head going, I can't write that, I can't do that.
Calling all aspiring writers, the new Writers' Room is back for a second season. So if you're thinking about entering the SBS Emerging Writers Competition, entries open on the 16th of August. Write on the theme of emergence for your chance to be awarded the $5,000 first place prize. So consider this your cheat sheet. Over five episodes, you will hear from our competition judges, authors Alice Pung.
Don't think of your audience, or if you are to think of your audience, don't think of a big group of people. Think of a singular person that you're writing to and make them very specific. And that will make sure that your writing is honed in and completely razor sharp in focus.
And Christos Sholkus.
I call writing an apprenticeship that doesn't end, and where we learn our craft is through reading. That hasn't gone away. I'm still excited every time I read a piece of fiction that does something different or opens my eyes to the way people live in the world that is so very different from myself.
And you'll get an insight into how to get your story noticed by a book editor.
In a short piece, the voice really does do so much of the heavy lifting. You can't sort of go back and establish character by giving us lots of different experiences. We need to, from the start, get a sense of the narrative.
And find out just what it's like to be published for the first time.
I really learned and felt at the end of the process that I didn't lose any control of the story that I wrote, and that the process and the edits, actually really I could see how it improved the flow and the clarity of the story.
You will also hear a special recording from our Sydney Writers Festival panel with Benjamin Law and previous competition winners exploring the craft of memoir writing.
I wrote my memoir in my 20s, and I think like there's something particularly sociopathic about writing your memoir in your 20s, but at the same time I think good on that previous version of myself.
And we'll share with you some of the best pieces of advice to help you get ready to enter the competition. So follow the new Writers' Room wherever you get your podcasts and get inspired to write your story.
It's a brave thing to commit your thoughts, ideas, passion to the page. So don't forget that. And we all do have a story to tell.